Hi, in the last video I introduced Stoicism to you all. So in this video I'd like to take the opportunity to perhaps explore more how we can actually apply it in a practical manner in our real lives. So before we begin, let's just do a quick recap on what Stoicism is about. So Stoicism essentially is about three things. First, the uncontrollable. Secondly, the controllable. And thirdly, our intelligence and action to actually differentiate the two things, right? So essentially what the uncontrollable in our lives is everything, is the world, is everything in this external world, and now even our emotions following the external events, as sometimes we cannot always control our emotions, right? If you feel sad, it is not entirely your problem because it is something to do with your biological manner or your nature or even the external world. It is not all to do with you, right? And the second thing, the second key aspect about Stoicism is it mentioned about what the controllable is in this world. Essentially, there's only one thing that we can control, and that is you. So it is your internal attitude, your perspective, your thoughts, your response of the external event. It's only you who can make changes in your life. And then Stoicism proposed that in order to change our lives, we need two things, knowledge and action. To know how to distinguish between the controllable, which is us, our internal state, and the uncontrollable, which is the external state, and give us the courage and the intention to act, to make decisions, to go all in, to control the controllable, which is us, to change ourselves, and to ignore the uncontrollable, which is the external world. So let me give you an example. For example, you're working in a cafe now, and maybe there's some sort of distractions around you, a lot of noise around you, so preventing you to revise quietly. So these are the uncontrollable. So of course you can feel frustrated from being distracted or grateful for such a chill workplace and work style. Revising the cafe, huh? So this, your attitude, is the controllable. So you can either leave or stay the cafe. The key here is not about leaving or staying the cafe, but actually how you react from whether you're staying or leaving the cafe. How you actually react from such action and make it productive, make your day, make your revision productive by changing your perspective and loving your status quo. So even your struggles, even in a noisy cafe or the fact that you need to move to another quiet place to study, is not about the external action, but it's about your attitude. How grateful you are for having all these environment, all these liberty to study in a place wherever you want to, right? Right then, so now let's talk about the action plan, how we can actually practice or perfect Stoicism in our lives. For that, I recommend you to get a notebook and do journaling. So there's three exercises I want to introduce you to. First of all, the first exercise is to practice turning adversity into advantage exercise. So for this, I need you to think of five situations where you think are definitely unfavorable ones. And then try to turn it upside down. Change your perspective and see if these situations actually signify any opportunities. And if you can think of any, jot it down. Second exercise, practice the is this within my control exercise. So for this exercise, I need you to jot down all the external events that create negative emotions in you. Then I need you to ask yourself, amongst all these external events and the negative emotions in you, whether they're actually within your control or not. And if it's within your control, control it. If it's not, get rid of it and do not think of it, right? So the last exercise is a more general one. So for that, I need you to do three things. So for the journal, for this exercise is a journaling exercise. So three steps. The first step is preparation. So jot down what you need to do to prepare for the day ahead. And then reflection. During the day, reflect that whether this day is gone and what you've done. So before you end your day, jot down your reminder of the day. So jot down all your reminder of the day and revise whether you have any wisdom or any teaching or any takeaways that you have learned throughout the day. So here's all about Stoicism. and how to practice it. So I hope this video is useful to you. So if you have any question or anything you want to talk to me, just find me. Thanks.